Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio. And the Washington Nationals, they are off to one of baseball's best start, and they have been sensational. In our next segment, we're going to shine the spotlight on them. Author Jake Russell has a brand new book that is out. It is titled 100 Things National Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Congratulations on the book, and welcome into our show, Jake.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's take an early look at the Nationals before we dive into the book. They are off to, as I had just mentioned, an impressive start. You know, I think back to last season, they had 83 wins in 2015. Bryce Harper, he has this MVP season. What's your projections for 2016?
I think they'll probably win in the high 80s, low 90s. The next couple weeks will provide a real test of where this team's really at, because the first couple weeks of the schedule has been pretty soft, relatively, and the Phillies are playing a lot better than most people anticipated them.
You know, coming into this season, the Nationals, there was a lot of buzz, a lot of hype about them. Do you think they'll live up to it?
It's hard to say, because usually when the higher the expectations, the less they live up to them. So I think this year is a good barometer for them. There weren't that many expectations on them since the Mets did what they did last season. So far, they're exceeding expectations, I think, in terms of record, and they're doing what they need to do. They're taking care of lesser competition.
Hey, Jake Russell is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's a sports writer and author. We're going to talk about his book here just momentarily, 100 Things National Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Of course, Jake teamed up with our good friends at Triumph Books. And as we zero in on the Washington Nationals, I was talking about just all the hype coming into the season. I think the expectations are high. I mean, how far could they ultimately go, Jake? I mean, can they make the playoffs?
Oh, they certainly can. It's just all a matter of what the Mets do, and if any of the teams that are seeded expected to be below them, like the Marlins or the Phillies, decide to surprise everybody and rise up and make a run for it toward the end of the season. The Nats and the Mets, I think, are the best positioned to make the playoffs, and I think it's going to be kind of similar to last year, where it's going to be a two-team race down the stretch.
I want to hear a little bit about, as far as Bryce Harper, the reigning NL MVP. How does he look early in the season? I mean, how much better is he this year?
Strangely enough, his stats are better at this point than they were last year.
Oh, my goodness,
he averages
wow.
about a home run every two games. He already has 24 RBI, and he didn't get that until mid-May last year, and he had to have 10 RBIs in a two-game stretch to get to 25. He's playing very, very well, and he's living up to expectations so far.
Hey, we're going to transition right now. We're going to talk about your brand new book. Jake Russell is with us at YSR. It is titled 100 Things National Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. The foreword is written by Dusty Baker. Tell me about, as far as Dusty Baker, I mean, just having the opportunity to have him write the foreword, but the leadership that he is providing right now for the Washington Nationals, it's been huge.
Yeah, his personality, I think, is just what the team needed. And I don't think people necessarily knew that that's what they needed until about midway through last season, when, you know, not to, you know, talk down about Matt Williams, who I like a lot and I think is a dearth of baseball knowledge and has so much more expertise than I ever will. I think he's also a great guy, but he was so stoic in, you know, pretty much everything they did. He was very, very mild-mannered, even-keeled. Dusty shows emotion whenever they hit a home run. He's just like a fan, essentially, in the dugout. And I think the players have responded to that very well. A little bit of personality, I think, is kind of what this team needed. And they're playing the clubhouse is a lot looser than it used to be, too. And that's showing so far early on.
Well, he is demonstrative in terms of his leadership and his personality. The other thing, too, is that you got to think of Jake is that he's managed some of the big-time stars in his major league career. I mean, he's going to have a big impact.
Oh, yeah, and he made that very clear in his introductory presser. He's like, I manage stars. I was a star. You know, not as big a star as Bryce Harper is, but people
right.
could see early on, you know, this guy's going to be a fun soundbite, even after every game. This guy, he's been around baseball almost his whole life. He knows what he's doing. And I think people didn't give him enough credit for his ability to adapt to the game. If he wasn't able to adapt to the game, I don't think he would have been hired, you know, as recently as 3-4 years ago by the Reds. He's showing early on that he knows what he's doing. He's willing to, you know, go with the times, as people say.
Well, he's going to be a fun soundbite as we talk about manager Dusty Baker. He wrote the foreword in the new book, 100 Things National Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Tell us about the book. What can they expect?
It's basically a comprehensive look at the history of D.C. baseball, going all the way back to the stadiums they had in the late 1800s and the early 1900s. It goes all the way from Walter Johnson to Bryce Harper. It has something in it for everybody. It chronicles all the important moments the last 11 years have shown for Nats fans, and it also goes back to some very interesting times for Senators fans that fans of this generation probably don't know about. That was kind of me going into this book. As I was doing the book, I was more and more disappointed in myself that I didn't know all these cool things about the Senators growing up. Because as a kid, the Nats weren't around for me, so my focus was more along the lines of the Orioles and the local minor league team in the area, the Bowie Bay Sox. The Senators weren't necessarily on my mind very much, but learning about the history of this city and the teams that were here, it was really cool to find out, and I hope a lot of people find something new once they read this book.
That, of course, was Jake Russell, and it is time to thank all of our amazing guests in our lineup right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. A big thank you to our friends at Basketball Insider, Steve Kyler and Tim Kirchen of ESPN. Go out and get a copy of his new book, I'm Fascinated by Sacrifice Flies. Duncan Hamilton, The Life of Eric Liddell from Olympic Champion to Modern Martyr. Andy Pondillo with our weekly MLB News and Notes. Bill Rabinowitz, Ohio State football beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch, and our very own Joe George. I'm Alyssa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, right here at your network of choice, YSR.